Yeah, I remember. I remember. My laptop's dead, so I'm on my phone acting like it's my laptop.
Oh,
so.
Well, you did a great job. You can't even tell.
Yeah, no one can tell. You guys can't even tell still when I said it.
No, and I'm a bit of a professional.
Yeah. Yeah, just a spit.
That's perfect. We're going to get started here. Great.
David Collins.
30 minutes. Half
hour. Show with David
Collins.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show. I'm your host, David Collins, and we have another great episode for you today. Really excited for today's guest. A few things that I wanted to kind of plug or get out of the way right ahead today. The award show is coming up, and we're really excited about that. David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show award show. I kind of flubbed up the name, though, but it only comes once a year, so it makes a lot of sense. And email me any of your nominations, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. If you have any ideas of who you think deserves any awards this year, worst guest, best laugh, these are all some great categories for David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour award show. Also, I wanted to plug Matt Ferry, our co-host here, does a podcast, Post 4 Productions. And often after Drive Time David Collins, we've been recording some episodes with whoever the third mic is there. This week, we talked with Todd Basinger and Troy Rigdon. And last week, we talked with Robert Wallace. And before that, Austin Ingalls. So there's some great podcasts to check out there. Post 4 Productions. I did write the wrong name there, actually, but I got it right. And lastly, of course, Drive Time David Collins, every 7:30 a.m. Eastern on the Blind Mic Project channel. And today's episode, I really enjoyed. I think that went very well. We're on the right track there with a live show. Didn't get as many callers as I'm kind of hoping for, but it was great. And just like that show was great, we have a great show planned today, a great guest and some great games. But first, before we get started, everybody's favorite segment, Color of the Day. Today's Color of the Day, Atrovirens. Atrovirens is a teal-like dark green, most often seen in the sky after a deep, foggy rain. I was looking through some of my old things recently and found the first stud earring that I ever got about 10 years ago. That being the color of Atrovirens. Made of 13 red, 148 green, and 148 blue, today's color of the day, Atrovirens. One last thing before we start the show today. Today's sponsor of the show, we've had them before, and we're happy that they're back on track here after our little flub with Max Motors. I guess I shouldn't even really mention them anymore. Today's sponsor, Nigerian Breweries. Get ready for an unforgettable experience with Nigerian Breweries, the largest brewery company in Nigeria, serving not just Nigeria, but the entire West Africa. Introducing their crown jewel, Turbo Kid. Indulge your taste buds with every sip of this rich, velvety brew, crafted to perfection and steeped in tradition. But that's not all. For all you high-energy enthusiasts out there, Nigerian Breweries has got something just for you. Their exhilarating energy drink, Climax. Get ready to power up your day with this electrifying taste sensation. Remember, when it comes to quality and flavor, it's got to be Nigerian Breweries. So go ahead and grab your favorites and savor every drop of this remarkable craftsmanship. Buy directly at mbplc.com. Today's guest is Brian Stiernick, and we're going to get right into world news with David Collins. And when we have a guest on the show, of course, I like to ask that guest, when you think of world news this week, what are you thinking about?
I used to think I was attractive, but then Luigi got me beat.
Oh, are you summoning ghosts?
Yeah. What? No, he's an attractive guy. And I used to think I was attractive. And then I see that guy. And now I'm like, I'm not as attractive as I thought I was.
Oh, it's for world news? Oh, Luigi. We were actually going to talk about that healthier. The assassin of that healthcare CEO that we've been hearing so much about there. The first story I wanted to talk about today, Joe Biden traveled to Africa last week. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah, I did.
His staff said, just let him be. He still thinks he's campaigning and really wants to win Michigan. Did you see that? That's interesting. I don't know. I guess he's spending at the end of his term there. He was promising, he sent them some money. He's promising some railway that he promised at the beginning, but this is his first visit over there. Are you following this story at all?
Oh, yeah. I saw was that the video where he was started walking into the woods blindlessly?
Right. The rainforest, it looked like.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked like a rainforest. I was like, well, I don't know where this guy's going, but he's going somewhere.
Certainly. Somebody joked that it was like Free Willy releasing him out into the wild. The Biden administration, a statement said, the U.S. has no choice but to seek access to critical minerals in Africa. Hunter smoked all of ours. You know, at the same time, I was reading about this new bleeding eye virus that was spreading in Africa. What, did Biden bring his wife? That was a little vulgar. We've even knew some new writers on the show here.
Yeah. Yeah, who were the Joe Coy's former writers write that one?
Oh, what happened to him? We didn't cover that in any world news.
Oh, that was just a few years ago.
Where, oh, the Golden Globes with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, with T-Swizzle.
That was last year. We had a lot of great jokes about that. This is the story you wanted to talk about, the healthcare CEO. Now, I'm not sure if anybody's missed this story. It was everywhere. He was shot in the back with a silencer. It was a real assassination in New York City. You're in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Do you feel connected to New York City, or are you like, oh, that's right around the corner from me?
Pretty much my next door neighbor at this point.
Right. You know? I'm sure a lot of
sometimes Cleveland. Sometimes I go over to borrow a Coke when I didn't buy enough pop. You know. So yeah, we're pretty close.
That's a tough drive.
Close. Yeah. Every Tuesday.
He's described as a great father and husband, that healthcare CEO. You know, when he was confronted by the killer, he probably should have led with that. The healthcare CEO is actually a Hawkeye. We're recording here from Iowa today. He was a Hawkeye. He graduated from the University of Iowa in 1997. His last words were actually, "Go Hawks."
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I like it.
The assassin was found and arrested at a McDonald's almost a week after the shooting, just this week. This is kind of what you were thinking about. His name's Mario something, right?
Yeah, it's Luigi.
He's arrested with a kid's meal or something. What, was he reporting back to the Hamburglar?
Yeah. I like that. He got ID'd.
He got ID'd at the McDonald's.
Yeah, because everyone gets ID'd at the McDonald's.
Oh, that's probably a big red flag there. Are you suspicious? Matt Ferry has a lot of concerns about the suspicions of how this all worked out. He had bite a kid's meal. What, did he think I guess he didn't know that the toy this week was a 30-year sentence.
Yeah. did he actually? I didn't know he bought a kid's meal.
There's a picture of him holding a kid's meal. He's got an 8-pack. The dude's never ate at McDonald's in his entire life. No. All of a sudden he gets arrested at a McDonald's. It's crazy.
Yeah, that was the kid's meal, getting the ID. I'm just happy the McFlurry machine was working because shit could have hit the fan.
You might say that's ironic there. Oh, well, that's it. Was it working? Is that confirmed?
I think it is. I think it was, because if it didn't, something bad would have happened.
Speaking of coincidence there, maybe reverse. A guy with an 8-pack going to McDonald's, and in near Somalia this week, the Chinese military overtook and commandeered a Somalian boat. I bet those Somalians were pretty surprised, huh?
Roka me. I a captain now.
That's ridiculous.
And this is the last week. We have world news, of course. We were going to cover worldly events. We just covered one, and here's another one. An Italian nun was arrested for suspected mafia-linked crimes. Did you hear about this? You see this? We found this, I think, on World News Reddit, actually, which is an interesting place. I've never looked there for world news. Anna Donnelly, 57, who served as a counselor at several prisons in and around northern Italy, was detained for passing messages, and not just lasagna recipes, between prisoners.
Hell yeah.
Donnelly used to referee soccer matches within the prison system. Well, hopefully her overhand pass is better than her underhand. Do you think we missed anything this week?
My wife left me, but no.
Oh.
None of that.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's not world news.
You know, you hope that you build a career enough where if your wife leaves you, it makes it to the news. Leaves you.
Yeah. You'd hope. Even if she's, let's say, a fictional wife, you know?
Right.
You would hope.
Well, if somebody's snapping like that and they have any notoriety, I'm sure that's making the news there. And that was World News with David Collins. Our guest today is a stand-up comedian and podcaster out of Cleveland, Ohio. He hosts, features in, and produces shows all over the city and regional area. He organizes Secret Society Comedy, a self-described nomad comedy club popping up at different venues around Northeast Iowa every weekend, featuring local favorites and national touring headliners. Our guest today has worked great venues like Sachsenheim Hall, Dina's Pizza and Pub, Hatfield's Good Grub, Collision Bend Brewing Company, High and Dry Bowling and Beer, Judd City Tavern, and many more. He also has his own shows online, The Guiltless Podcast and The Bits and Giggles Show. In one of the shows, his co-host is actually a robot. No, not Craig Ferguson. Make some noise for our great guest today, Brian Stiernick.
Thank you. I like all the the bar shows you listen to them. It's very nice. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're actually very difficult to find information on, which is kind of ironic there, because given our first segment we wanted to jump into today.
People with the same name.
Oh, what's the first one?
People with the same name.
Okay. Let's get down and dirty.
And it was strange because we actually did have a little difficulty kind of researching your credits and things, which I thought was suspicious because we like to do a segment here called People with the Same Name. All 97 results from searching your name, no other Brian Stiernick.
Yeah, the only one.
How do you get such a unique name like that?
I don't know. I think that Stiernick is a Polish thing. And there's not that many. I'm the last of a dying breed. I think I'm the last one. And like in my family, I'm the last. If I don't repopulate, the whole name's dead.
It's funny you mentioned that. Even the other Stiernicks I was finding seem to be obituaries.
Yeah. So that's why I got to cream pie as much as possible so I could reproduce at a high rate.
Certainly. Do you think they'll take your last name?
I'd hope so. You know, just for the repopulation solely.
It's traditional.
Yeah, it's tradition. Yeah, I like the tradition. Let's do it.
You mentioned you're Polish. Do you think that influences your comedy at all? The famous Polish jokes and everything. Have you ever why'd the Polish submarine sink? It had a screen door.
Yeah.
You know, where do you park your bike at a Polish funeral? The butt crack. Because the body is only buried a few feet down.
Yeah, because Polacks are stupid.
How do you ruin the Polish party? You flush the punch bowl. These are Polish jokes.
This is solid. I don't have any Polish jokes.
Really?
I just ignore it. Yeah, I just try to ignore the Polish side completely.
I see. Whenever I meet somebody who's Polish, I try to go back and forth with the Polish jokes.
Oh, I love it. I don't have any. I have more Puerto Rican jokes than Polish jokes.
Oh, that's interesting. And topical.
Yeah. I'm Puerto Rican, so it's fine, I think.
Oh, go figure.
I'm also Polish.
Right.
Ooh, I don't know if you knew that.
That's a bit of a strange mix. I didn't know that.
It's
sort of Rican, huh?
Yeah, sort of Rican, half Rican, half Polak. I don't know. There's a bunch of labels I could give myself.
On my old radio station, 101.5 K-Rock, KMKF there, Dave G does this morning segment every 7 a.m. He's posting on Facebook, Ask a K-Rocker, and then he'll read the Facebook and take callers. And this week, I thought this was kind of an interesting Ask a K-Rocker, and I wanted to kind of bring this to the show. For today's Ask a K-Rocker, what is something new you said you would do in 2024 but still haven't done? Dave was going to read a book, and Nicole was going to learn sign language. What about you? I thought that was an interesting thing. I don't know if there's anything that I really haven't done this week, other than maybe get a response from some of these people that block me, but I don't really have any control over that. What have you not done this year that you might look forward to 2025? New Year's is coming up.
You know what? I want to be, you know what I want? This is going to be intricate. I want to be friends with exes. I just want to be friends with them. Just cool. Hey, how you doing?
Wow.
Cool. I'm doing good. That's all I want.
Are you setting unreasonable expectations?
In next year, yeah. Maybe in 2 years, it'll be fine. But next year might be unrealistic.
Well, that certainly makes sense. I'm actually watching a spinning wheel right now. What's happened? Can you hear that?
I can't hear. What's the spinning wheel?
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Well, I had some things playing here, because right now it's time for our first game. But I was having a little technical difficulties there. Our first game today is made just for you. It's a sound game, so hopefully we're not having that technical difficulties again. It's not even an impression that I could do. Our first game today is called Robots or Dinosaurs Movie Edition. So we're going to play a clip from a movie, and you're going to have to hear, is that from a movie about robots, or is that from a movie about dinosaurs? Are you ready to play Robots or Dinosaurs Movie Edition?
David, I was born for this. Let's party.
Perfect. Well, you do a podcast that includes your co-host is a robot.
Yeah.
And we want to ask you a little about that show there. What about your robot? It's a she.
Oh, no, sorry. I meant GPT-1. GPT-1. That's their name.
I see. I don't know. What are you? Do you ask a robot its pronouns here? Why don't we jump into round one here of Robots or Dinosaurs Movie Edition? Round one.
Our surveillance.
Obviously, company policy.
Where are the feeds?
Sensor strips. Everywhere but the service areas. They link to our positronic operating core.
It's gotta be a robot.
That answer was, I guess we'll go, round one, of course, was iRobot with Will Smith, 2004. But you can't really tell from the scene, it's tough. And
30 minutes. Show with David.
now. Oh, that's perfect. And this is such a quick game, too. Why don't we jump into round two here? We have someone sitting in over here. They can play.
Make them look good, son.
Come on, Yar. My charm and your brains, no problem.
That's right. I have these in the wrong order. This is really a mess, Brian.
I don't know what's going on.
What, we'll have a coupon day or something?
Gee, the lack of humility before nature that's being displayed here staggers me.
Of course. That's right, it was Jurassic Park. Was that a third movie? Dinosaurs or robots? Do you like the concept of that game?
I'm getting edged right now. I want to play the game, but I can't play the game.
Certainly. Well, other people who also want to play can email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com, and send me your answers. But it's perfect, because that moves us right past the game. And really, what I'm here for, I want to learn more about you, Brian Stiernick.
Yeah.
So you don't only do comedy and do a podcast, you also produce shows.
Well, yeah. So those podcasts, actually, so the Guiltless one I used to be on, I don't run that one. Still do the Bits and Giggles one.
Right.
Produce shows, go out of town, perform. I'm a comedian that just happens to be running shows in Cleveland.
I see. So you kind of just fell into that situation. Did you start any of it yourself?
Yeah. So I started every show I've done. I pretty much started. It's pretty much a thing to where it's like, oh, I want to perform on good shows. And it's like, oh, if I don't feel like there's not enough good shows, then I'm just going to make one.
Right.
So then I make one and then I perform and then other people perform. And then, yeah. And then I just do the chuckles.
Now, I was watching your giggle show. What do you call that? I don't have the name in front of me here.
Oh, Bits and Giggles.
Bits and Giggles. I didn't want to say, you know, it's not, I guess that's a pun on the, you know, I try not to be too vulgar, but I think that's mm-hmm. like I'm going to getting it there. But the Bits and Giggles show, we have a clip, but I didn't know. Are you a fan of musical comedy?
I like musical comedy.
Do you do that on stage as well as your show? Because why don't we just play this clip here and I'll lead into it. Of course, unfortunately, we're a bit of an issue, but you'll hear this clip here.
Sure. You got really angry there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're really pushing the limits. Can't do that.
Brian, you do not know how far you can go until you go too far. I am trying to make you a star.
I don't want to be a star like that.
Lines went round, what a time. Friends and I made it fine. Shared our dreams, felt so blind. Nobody seemed to mind. That's the time with canes and
And that's a clip from your show. It's more of original. And Matt actually pointed out, he said that the person you're dancing with is somewhat reputable on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. My buddy Noah Ryan. He does a lot of impersonations.
Really? I'm a big fan of impersonations. We recently had Robbie Goodwin on the show, who is a great impressionist. He was very funny. He's a New York City comedian, and he was great. He does a great Adam Sandler. I think that's what he's best known for.
Ooh, okay.
Right. Oh, do you do impressions?
I don't. I'll do them casually. Like, and they're usually bad, so I try not to do them as much.
So tell me about your musical comedy. You don't really do that on stage, though, just for your show.
Yeah, I like a little bit of variety. For me, the stage is about all the questions right. and thoughts I have. Anything else that I find funny, if I could make it work, it's something online or anything in that capacity. I kind of treat stand-up as the thing to where, to me, it's very vulnerable.
Certainly. So, I love a lot of variety, too. We're trying to introduce a little more music into Drive Time David Collins. Sometimes we do a song parody on this show, of course, but that's always a radio tradition to maybe add some levity to a news story or something like that.
Yeah.
Matt, do you have a question? I had a note here just in case you had any questions for Brian today. I've not been doing a good job of letting Matt get in with the guest recently. We've been getting emails about it saying, is Matt okay? Would you let him say something? I say, well, I'll write a note. Does Matt have a question?
Not right off the top of my head.
Have you ever gone on a cruise? I may be going on a cruise soon. We've been talking a lot of cruises on. I'm a big fan of cruise comedians too. This Jason Love, is that right?
Yeah, Jason Love.
I'm a big
Love.
Fan. We were looking at his website earlier. Have you ever worked on a cruise?
Have I? No. I. That's horrifying to me.
Is it really?
Oh, we're working on a cruise. Yeah.
What's your ideal situation for comedy? What makes you nervous about that?
Oh, not nervous. Just if I have a bad set, I got to see all those people at the pool. I'm not doing that.
I see.
No way.
you'd be going to the pool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'd be staying in the pool, not getting out of the water. That's what happened.
Oh, you'd say, you walk on stage, you say, oh, look, I see we got an older crowd, so I wanted to get just as pruny.
Yeah. Or I could just, if I don't like the audience, I could just pee in the pool and not tell them.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Do they have to evacuate the whole pool if somebody goes number two on a cruise ship? I've never really thought of that here.
Honestly, that's a good question.
Do you do anything on TikTok?
Yeah, I've actually just started getting into TikTok.
Is that right? We ask comedians there. You know, some people are really against it. Some people think it's a little too much work. And some people are saying, oh, I'm actually growing an audience there.
It is too much work, but it's necessary work.
I see. What do you do on TikTok?
You just post clips and stuff.
I see. Clips from your show.
And either clips from the show or some silly video or something. Okay. Just put something out there.
But you'll do dedicated content and say, I'm making a video. This is going to be just for TikTok.
I'm saying this. I only have 3 videos on TikTok. So I'm not.
Well,
I recommend it
to others.
I recommend it to myself and I recommend it to others. Yes.
Well, that's perfect. I had a bit of a science experiment I wanted to do. I read this interesting. I read this recently. I was reading a science magazine or something like that. And it said that the human ear can actually detect the difference between listening to cold water being poured versus hot water being poured. Have you ever heard this?
No.
It's like when you step outside and you can smell that it had just rained, even though you look around and it's not raining and you can't see anything, you can smell it in the air. You're just kind of born with this ability to tell between the difference of hot water being poured and cold water being poured. So we wanted to do this experiment here. Before the show, I had boiled some water down in this mug here, and I also have a cold bottle of water. So we have the difference between cold water and hot water, and we're going to test that by pouring one into this cup and kind of see if we can tell the difference here. So everybody listening or watching, maybe close your eyes and see if you can tell the difference. Are you a fan of science, Brian?
We had science? Yeah, it's my favorite movie.
That'd be perfect. We've never done a science experiment like this on the show, but I thought this would be a fun thing to introduce. So why don't we try this? Everybody get ready now. Here comes the first one and see if you can tell whether it's the cold water or the hot water. All right, is this the cold? Here's the first one, and then we'll do the second one. Is that the cold water or the hot water? All right, I'm going to pour this out, and then we'll do the second one. To keep everything fair for this experiment, we're making sure I'm pouring it into the same cup every time here. So see if you can hear the difference. Is this the cold water or the hot water? Isn't that interesting? You could really hear the difference, huh? Did you hear that?
Was the first one the cold one? Or the first one was the warm?
That's right. No, you can hear that. You can hear it. The first one was definitely the cold water.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I think it has like a crisper sound to it or something. The hot water what makes me want to get more coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe some hot chocolate. I could have some of that today. For anybody, let's take a little listen. This is going to be a second time here. The cold water or the hot water? All right, that was the first one. Was that the cold water or the hot water? So that was an interesting experiment I thought I'd do there. And you can really hear the difference. I didn't expect it to be so clear. But that was good. We've never done an experiment like that today, but I read that and I said, oh, this is interesting. I wonder if that's true. What do you think?
I like it. I like it. I might love it.
Perfect. Well, maybe
I might love it.
You could do something on your show with a science experiment. We like to get people thinking in the morning.
Run that by GPT.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that with GPT because GPT might threaten to kill me. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to screw anything up for GPT.
Uh-oh. Well, that's pretty violent.
GPT's pretty wild.
Would you maybe give ChatGPT a slow clap? That's our next segment here. David Collins, slow clap.
You did it. You did it.
David Collins, slow clap. Our first slow clap I wanted to give out today was actually to my co-host here, Matt Ferry, who braved his fears of some, maybe a little apprehension when it comes to addressing the live chat and things, and went so far as to go on Ray DeVito's Rock Bottom podcast, which is just a show where the live chat ridicules the guest. And you said, oh, I was able to handle this. I can do anything now.
Yeah, then I came back to the live chat today at drive time. It was a great time.
It was great. And they're all fun, kind, yeah. And they like you more than those strangers anyway, so that's perfect. And that was Matt Ferry. Gets our first slow clap today. Our second slow clap today goes out to a restaurant I was at. I was in Golden China in Waterloo, Iowa. Gold in China is very good. So they get a slow clap this week. And our last slow clap this week goes to the American-funded, Israeli-backed Syrian rebels for freeing their prisoners from Assad's prison. They get a slow clap this week. Do you have any slow claps you want to give out this week?
Me?
Right.
You know what? I might give a slow clap to the press tour for the girls from Wicked. I think they deserve a slow clap.
Oh, that's a great point. They've been doing a great job. I've been seeing them everywhere. And they get a slow clap this week, too. Can you name it, both of them?
I can't.
Right. Well, one's, you know, one's the East and one's the West. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Should give the Syrian rebels an Allah Akbar instead of a slow clap.
So we're going to jump into our next segment here. David Collins Collins and emails.
What are you doing?
I'm emailing David Collins.
And our first call-in today actually is a call-in, but it's from our friend of the show, Austin Ingalls. And he likes to call in and tell us a joke sometimes, which is always great. Why don't we take a quick listen here to Austin Ingalls?
There's a new JonBenet Ramsey documentary on Netflix. We would be the same age if she didn't die. I'm going to say what everyone is thinking. It's fucked up they had her in all those pageants because she was ugly. Thank you, David. Miss you, buddy. It was great to be back and see you again.
And thank you, Austin Ingalls. You're missed. It was great. We had him on Drive Time David Collins. He's an Austin comedian, but he was visiting Iowa a couple weeks ago, and we were able to have him on Drive Time David Collins first thing in the morning, which he wasn't very ecstatic about. He's doing shows all week and all night, and then we asked him to show up here at 6:30 a.m., but he was happy to do so, and we were happy to have him. Thank you, Austin Ingalls. What do you think about that joke? He works blue.
Yeah. I was listening, and then I zoned out because I had my coffee. And
we have a couple other emails that I just wanted to touch base on here. This first one comes in from Stephen Watt. He emailed the show, and he says, "Do you play chess as well as radio DJ? I think I maybe just beat you. I seen your image and had to Google it. I will give your show a listen." Thank you, Stephen Watt. Hopefully he hears this. That'd be interesting. And thanks for emailing the show there. We got another email there from Jonathan Lopez. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas, David Collins. And Merry Christmas to Jonathan Lopez and anybody else listening out there. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. I love Christmas.
Of course. Who doesn't love Christmas? I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to be broadcasting Christmas morning.
Oh, sweet.
It's going to be a great show for everybody driving to their family first thing in the morning. They'll be able to tune in to Drive Time David Collins. And then I'll rush to my family after that.
Yeah.
It's called Sleigh Time.
Do you ever take...
David Collins.
It's sleigh time.
Sleigh time with David Collins.
I don't like the implications.
For Christmas.
It sounds a little, you know.
Yeah.
Do you take emails on your show?
No, we don't take emails, actually. I'd like to, but we just don't.
Well, certainly a lot of work there. Second game, and luckily it's not as complicated as that first game. Our second game today is one that I was really happy to bring back. We found this, and I said, I haven't played that game in a long time. It's one of my personal favorites. It's called You Bored Yet? In this game, we're going to read out some rules of a board game, and you're going to have to tell us what that board game is just off of those three clues. Are you ready to play? You bored yet?
I'm born for this. Me and my dresser, we're born to listen to this. Let's party.
Perfect. Well, your dresser gets it. It's actually spelled B-O-A-R-D, like your dresser once was.
Ah.
Not B-O-R-E-D, like last week's listeners of Drive Time David Collins. Why don't we jump into round one here? Clue one. The board consists of a 3x8 grid with two sets of squares. The game board is shaped like a long rectangle with 20 squares. The game is played with dice. Clue two. Some of the squares have special meanings, such as safe squares, where a player's piece is promoted from being captured. Clue three. If a player lands on a square occupied by an opposing player's piece, the opponent's piece is sent back to the starting area. What do you think that board game is?
Well, it's not Yahtzee.
Right. 3x8 board. That's got to be unique.
Can't be. It's not Twister.
Unfortunately, I think you ran out of time there.
No.
That game was the Royal Game of Ur. It's the oldest board game in history.
Wow.
Still played today. That's all right. Maybe you'll do better on that. That was a tough round one. Usually we try to warm people up, but start things a little difficult today. Why don't we jump into round two? Do you like this game?
I like this game. Yeah, let's party.
Perfect. Round two. Clue one. The board is placed vertically with the seven columns and six rows visible. Players cannot drop a disc into a full column. Once a disc is placed, it cannot be moved to another location. What do you think that board game is?
Connect Four.
That's exactly right. Connect Four. I didn't have a description of Connect Four. Everybody at home knows what Connect Four is. Even you can play at the bar sometimes. They have the big ones. You ever play one of those?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I won. It's fun.
Oh, that's good. I always lose. Everybody can beat me. It's very embarrassing.
I'm sorry about that.
I try so hard. Sucks. I say, okay, I can play. I talk it up, too. I say, I'm going to win this one. Does not happen. Why don't we jump into round three here? Clue one. The game is typically played with two teams, but the number of players can vary. Teams can have one or more people. The cards used for the game are divided into categories. The players cannot speak, write words, or use gestures. The team that correctly guesses the word or phrase moves forward the number of spaces indicated on the board. What do you think that board game is?
I know it. It's charades.
Is that what you just like to lock that in? What makes you think it's charades there? Which of those clues do you think?
The one about guessing. What's wrong with that?
I'm sorry. The answer was actually Pictionary.
Oh, I never played Pictionary.
Which is pretty close there. Pictionary involves a board, and every correct answer moves you closer to the end there, and you draw. Charades is more of a, the lights are out, I think. I'm not sure if that involves a board.
More frightening. Charades is more frightening.
Right. Oh, is that... Is that because you... Is that... It depends what you draw, I guess, the category. Brian Stiernach. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Like I said, we had a really packed show today. We had a lot of things that we needed to get to, but I really appreciate you coming on the show. You have a very interesting show, the Bits and Giggles show. And I want to encourage everybody to check that show out there. You do it with a robot, which I think is a interesting co-host. Do you dress as the robot? Can you give us a little behind the scenes out of what's going on there?
I mean, he's just my artificial intelligence. There's really no behind the scenes. I just, for, you know, me and my dresser, you know, one more time, we make plenty of money to where I have a robot. And
wow.
Yeah, the robot, they, because it doesn't have a penis or a vagina or nothing. So they robot. Yeah. Just likes to, you know, it just likes to, wants to enslave the human race. And I, that's just, it sucks. But I mean, that's what the robot wants. So it's going
to
take me.
Well, we're glad you're there to stop that from happening, I suppose. Do you have anything else you want to say to our audience or anything you want to ask me?
Well, hey, David and Matt, thank you guys. I didn't have any coffee. I didn't have any nicotine. Again, my dresser, shout out.
Good for you.
I appreciate it. I had fun. I still had a lot of fun.
Well, it's great to have you there, and I promise you didn't miss much. Boy, that's perfect. What a great episode. Everybody listening, I've been David Collins, and you've been the best.
David Collins.
30 minutes.
Show with David Collins.